It's the post-match show after Liverpool have beat Chelsea 4-1. It's John Gibbons, and I tell you what, if I could be anywhere in the world right now, I'd be in the Glenbrook. If I could be here with any people in the world, it'd be Kev Walsh and Amelia and Ben Johnson. And Kev, if I could watch any team in the world, it'd be four nose boys. What a team. How about them Reds?
How about them Reds? I just watch Conor Bradley, mate. Just give him a ball, let him do keepers, lad. Poor Trent Alexander-Arnold, the scouts are on our bench. Someone was singing before, fucking laughing my head off. That Conor Bradley lad is a fucking joke. And the rest of them aren't too bad either, are they? From back to front tonight, they are fucking unreal. And Chelsea are shit, which doesn't half make it all the better, doesn't it? Because I hate them twats.
How about them Reds, Adam?
How about them Reds? I thought the first half we were
off. See that in the face, but the clip so Chelsea can see it.
I thought.
Send that to Suggs.
Hey, what I've always thought about Chelsea, a team with zero redeeming qualities. I don't like anything.
Even Chris
about
Barber.
Chelsea.
Fuck him as well.
I'm not even sure they're from London. Anyway, I thought the first half.
And Andy's face.
First half we were.
That's all over.
Unbelievable! What a performance. And it was only the missed pen that sort of takes the gloss off it a bit. And makes
the fully expected missed pen, though. No one in the ground thought it was going in.
I definitely thought McAllister was going to take that pen. But, I mean, we put them in the washing machine, as Arteta said, and I think that's the thing we're going to do this season. I think we have miles too much for them. I can't really think of that many teams that we are not going to have too much for the rest of the season, to be fair. There's too many superlatives. I thought it was funny that we got worse when Bradley came off and Robertson and Trent came on.